Parsha Zohar. Let's talk about all the various sinyanim relating to Parsha Zohar. This week is Parsha Zohar. It's a crowded Shabbos. Everyone comes to shul, and we lay in a second Sefer Torah, Parshas Kisetze, the mitzvah of remembering Zichiras Mechias Amalek. Question is, what exactly is the mitzvah? What exactly is the nature of the mitzvah? So the Farshim tell us the nature of the mitzvah that we from the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishurashah HaMitzvah is L'seis El Libo. I'm reading, I think, Sefer HaChinuch. What exactly is the mitzvah? To apply to your heart. Shekol HaNetzer LiYisrael Sonui Lifnei Hashem Yisparuchu. Anyone that causes pain to the Jewish people is hated before Hashem. It's a very powerful words. How you apply this in the modern day and age. Shekol hametzer li Yisrael. Anyone that causes pain to the Jewish people, sonui, is hated. Lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu. V'chi lifnei ro'osoy v'aromas roiv nisko. And according to the evil of these people and their deceit and the abundance of damage and the degree of the harm that they cause the Jewish people, tihiyeh, you know what's going to happen to them? We will be mapolosoi, their downfall, viroosoi, and their evil, the evil that will come upon them, kifi sha'ata moitzei ba'amolek, just like we find what happened to Amalek. Sefer HaChinuch is really saying majorly chidushim. He's basically extrapolating. He's saying Amalek is just a lesson. It's a lesson for all other nations of the world to learn from who are not in the category of Amalek. Especially today, like we'll discuss soon today, that today we really, it's almost impossible to say anyone is Amalek, because Bos Sancheiriv, Bilbil Kol Umos Kuloi, Sancheiriv came and mixed up the entire world, and after Sancheiriv, there have been plenty more Bilbulim that have happened in the world, where the whole world has been relocated from place to place, and everyone, there's no such thing really today as a pure nation of Amalek. Maybe you'll find Yechidim that are Amalek, but you're not going to go find a nation of Amalek anymore. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the message is a message for the entire world. It's not just a message for the nation of Amalek. And the message is, any person, any nation, any organization, any you can name all these organizations, the BDS, right? The BDS, you can talk about the Palestinians, you can talk about the United Nations, you can talk about any organization whose agenda is to cause pain, tsar, and nezek to Klal Yisrael, what will happen to them will be just like Amalek. To the degree of harm and pain and suffering they brought upon the Jewish people, mida k'neged mida, their downfall and their suffering and their destruction will be in measure. They did a rug the Yisrael, Cheskiluhu lehazikam, they caused them pain. Tzivanu hakbaruchu la'abed zikra mine aretz, Hashem commanded that their remembrance be obliterated from the earth. Ulesharesh acharav ad kila, to uproot them from the source. Ad kan lashon sefer hachinuch. Okay, so these are gvaldige words. This sefer hachinuch is powerful, powerful stuff. Okay, now let's discuss some of the other issues about Amalek. First of all, in Parashat Mechias Amalek, it's important to take note that there are two terms that are used in the pasuk. There is Zohar. What?
Does it say when it's going to happen? It says it's going to...
When what?
When is it going to take place? This that
day? Well, it says the Chayyur. What do you mean? The Sefer HaChinuch?
No, yeah. He says.
Oh, does he have a timetable?
Yeah,
no, he does not give a timetable.
Doesn't say 2016 already.
No, he's saying anyone that causes a clash. The Sefer HaChinuch is saying. Their time comes when Hashem wants. Okay, let's go further. Now, in the mitzvah of Zichir Amalek, there are two terms we have to take note of. Number one is the word Zohar. The parasha begins, Zohar, remember, Eis Asher Osolucho Amalek Baderech Betzetzchem Mitzrayim. And then at the end of the parasha it says, Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim Lo Tishkach, do not forget. Now we know at the end of davening there are six mitzvahs which we are obligated to remember at all times. They are Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimid Har Sinai, Amalek, as we were discussing, the Egel, Miriam, Zichiras Miriam, and Shabbos. The question is, why do we only make a big deal about one of the six? All six are significant. We should have a special parsha for each one. And once a year, we should have a parsha. Rabbi Yisai come to shul and remember it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Have kavod into the yitzvah with the bracha. Everyone be quiet. All the women, make sure you can hear. Why don't we make a spiel? Six times a year, we should make a spiel. It's Shabbos to remember Maimon Har Sinai. It's Shabbos to remember Shabbos. Shabbos to remember Shabbos. Shabbos across America. Shabbos to remember Shabbos. A Shabbos to remember
Miriam.
What happened to her? She was smitten with tzaras. A Shabbos for the Egel. This Shabbos, everyone bring with you an egel. Bring with you some gold. Come to shul with earrings. Gold earrings, so we can demonstrate. How come we don't do this? So the answer is as follows. We don't make a commemoration for bad things. Okay, so that knocks out too. You're not going to make a commemoration for the egel and for Miriam. You don't do that. It's just not... That's not derech eretz. You should talk and remember, but you're not going to make a spiel out of it. Maimed Har Sinai, we do make a commemoration.
Shavuos.
We have a whole Yom Tov to commemorate Maimed Har Sinai. What more do you want? Shabbos? We do it every Shabbos. 52, 53 times a day, 54, 52, 50, whatever it is, we do it every Shabbos. What's left? Yitzias Mitzrayim? We do it all the time.
Pesach.
That's right, Pesach. Pesach. Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the only one that would go without honorable mention is Mechiyas Samach. It's not a bad thing. I don't know, it's a good thing to get rid of, obliterate the evil from the world. So therefore, by default, that's why we do it. It's not because.
Okay,
that's what? Miriam, we said Miriam and the eagle. They're bad things. They're bad things. She spoke Lashna. She was filled with tzaras. It was a terrible tzara. She was ill. Kel refon Allah. She obviously was very sick. So we don't commemorate bad things. That is the simple reason why we do not do anything other than Mechiyas Amalek. But there's another reason. Another reason is the only one where it says Tishkach, it says both together. It doesn't answer the question because you have it by Egel also. Zuchor al Tishkach. Remember and do not forget. But anyway, we're not going to... Okay, it's not going to answer the question fully, but it's something to think about. But the only one where it's a little bit different by Amalek is Zochor Lo Tishkach. The Torah is telling us not do something that you don't come to forget it. Which means, when it comes to the others, other mitzvos, the Torah, to some degree, I have to analyze the truth of these words, and I mean, I'm not saying my own chidush, but telling what it says over here in Rabbi Tezner's Sefer, to understand how it's properly expressed this idea. But by the other five, the Torah is basically saying, you could forget. I let you forget about it. You can go for months on and forget about it. But you should know once in a while, a common point in time, maybe go for years, you can go 10 years. Once in a while, remind yourself. I'm allowing you to forget, but then you should come, then you should remember it. Every so often, remember. Mechiyas Amalek is different in the way the Torah expresses it, is remember it continuously so that you never come to forget about it, period. Shabbos, it would seem, is you can forget about Shabbos totally. You go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just totally don't even think about it, don't even know there's a Shabbos. I don't know how far you can say such an idea. Obviously, it's a good thing to remember Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. But the nature of Mechiyas Amalek is do not allow yourself to come into a situation where you would forget. Zohar before the clock ticks. And Chazal tell us, what is the time limit? When is a person naturally, it's human nature, for a person to begin to forget things? After 1 year. That's a mitzias. When you go through a complete cycle in the year, it's normal, it's the way a person is created, where you forget. So don't let yourself come into a situation where you would forget. That is why every year we have to... It's preemptive. We make a bigger deal about it relative to the other five. The other five, we remember it. We have a mitzvah to remember. But the way the Torah presents it is, just remember it. if you'll forget and you'll remind yourself afterwards, this is okay. That's okay. It shouldn't come to that either. But the nature, it's not a nature of remember. It's don't come to a point where you would forget. When is the moment in time when you would forget? A year. So make sure before the year expires, remember it. Ibiyar, an Ibiyar, this last year, so an Ibiyar, so you shouldn't come to a point where you're going to forget. It's a different type of remembering. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer.
It's only once a year.
So let's do an Ibiyar. Let's talk about an Ibiyar. Let's say an Ibiyar is going to be 13 months. Look at Afkamino. You know, I'm just speculating now. Would you be required to go and when you're coming to month number 12 to go and say the parsha? Or when you're laying parsha Yisro, oh, this year it's going to be an Ibiyar. It's going to be right. It's going to be 13 years. It's going to be 13 months until Shavuos. And let's say you don't go to shul, so you're never going to hear about it anyway. Should you have kavana to remember Maimon Har Sinai? Should you have a kavana? Maimon Har Sinai is not necessarily something that you naturally remember. You don't naturally remember Maimon Har Sinai. Let's say you don't go to shul and you don't have an opportunity to learn. It's not muchach. Do you have to go out of your way? Oh, it's going to be now 13 months this particular year, so I should go and be out of my way to make sure I know about Maimon Har Sinai? No, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is every once in a while you should remember Maimon Har Sinai. But are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where you'll forget? Yeah. The Torah didn't express the mitzvah in such a fashion. By Maimon Har Sinai, he just says, it says pentishkach, but doesn't say the word zohar. It doesn't say the word zohar. Okay, you have to look at each one differently. The uniqueness, only thing I want to point out is the uniqueness of Amalek is a combination of zohar. Remember, loy tishkach. It's sandwiched from the beginning of Zohar, loy tishkach. It changes the dynamics. Okay, now.
Dafka. More than the eagle.
That's what we're saying, because the eagle we don't have.
I know, but the eagle was.
But that's an aveir, that's something negative. Different ideas. Now, there's just another quick thing I really want to point out is what's the difference between Zohar and Tishkach? So, I once heard an idea that Zohar is the past. Remember what happened in the past. Tishkach is the future. Now, what do you mean by the future? Let me give you an example. We have a tradition that a person, a mace, is Nishtakach min Halev. La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh. Is it really so? Ask the average person. Is it the Shtakach Min Halev, you forget about your relatives after Yud Beis Chodesh? Even Min Halev. Really? I don't think so. I know there are people who are, they're mourning, they're 50 years, they're mourning the loss of a relative. Rachmana Litzlan, a child or a sibling, there's no end to it. So what does it mean, the Shtakach Min Halev? So the answer I heard is, Nishtakach min halev means you don't see yourself with your relative in the future. In other words, a young person imagines, when I get married, who's going to take me down the chuppah? My father. Who's going to take me? Who's going to be there? Who's going to be the tzaddik when I have a child? My son's bris? It's going to be my father. Who's going to be there when I'm promoted, when I win the Nobel Prize? Who's going to be standing there at my side? It's my father. You see your future, you're always picturing what's going to be the future, and you see the people that you love with you in your future. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, it comes a time when the person's parent passes from this world, and then that year you're making a simcha. One of your own children are getting married. So right away, I'm making a simcha. What's the first thing? Who am I going to mechabed with to get the first bracha under the chuppah? My father. Wait a minute. My father's not here anymore. Who am I going to mechabed to speak at the ofrof? My father. Oh, wait a minute. What am I thinking? He's no longer here.
He goes to the grave, the father.
What?
Go to his grave.
Okay, but a person, even when an event happens. When an event happens and he's planning the future, I'm planning the future. What's going to be in 6 months from now? right away, subconsciously, the first thing I plan for the future is my father, my mother. Well, then you realize, wait a minute, they're not here anymore. After a year passes, do you forget about your father? No, you don't forget about your father. But when you hear the good news, Mazel Tov, we're making a simcha, it's not a natural, it's no longer, oh, we're making a simcha, and now I'm going to be mechabed my father to speak. I'm going to be mechabed my father to do this, to do that. That's neshtakach min halev. You don't see your future, then you don't see your future tied anymore with the mace. You think about your parent, you'll think about your parent forever. For 100 years you'll think about the people, and you'll think about them even more. The intensity, the love, in fact, grows. Many people will tell you that the longer they are away from their parent, the more they're haunted. The more they feel they become people who never cried for the loss of a relative, when 30 years later they find themselves crying and breaking down, and they feel themselves even closer to the relative than they did 30 years ago. But Chazal say neshtakach min halev. It's not what it means. Shikha is the future. Is the future you when you see yourself, and it's mamish what it says in this pasuk. The pasuk here says zohar. Remember, Eis Asher Oso L'cho Amalek. We're talking here in past tense. Remember what they did 3,000 years ago. Remember, Asher B'amol B'lech B'tisim V'shom Asher Kochim B'lech V'ayizani L'cho Kol HaNech Shem L'chadech V'yatol Yiv Yogev L'yir L'kim. Remember what they did to you. And now there's a new pasuk. V'hoya. It's going to be that big day, the grand finale, the apocalypse. It's going to come now at the end of days. Behoniach, Hashem alokech lucha mikolay vecha misaviv. When Mashiach comes, Boaretz, Asher Hashem alokech nosein lucha nachalal lerishta. Timche, in the future, I want you to obliterate as zecher amolik mitachas hashamayim. Lo tishkach, when you're planning your future, and you're planning what's going to be. Include in the future this idea. That's a difference between Zechira is the past, Shikha is in your future plans. Include the obliteration of Amalek.
You can find Amalek if they're all vulnerable anyway.
So let's very good. Let's talk about another question. What exactly is the mitzvah of Zvanza? Why do we even bother reading the parasha? What's the mitzvah? Is remember what we didn't obliterate them. Okay, so go do it. Right. First of all, we can't do it. For many reasons. Number one, we don't know who they are. We don't even know who Amalek is. No one else. Number two is Sakanas Nefashos. We're putting our life in jeopardy. If we wouldn't know who Amalekim are, we would be throwing our lives down the drain by doing it. Dina al Chusadina. It would create wars that couldn't be. Number three, even if we did know who they were, and even if we did have the opportunity to do so, why didn't David HaMelech do it? David HaMelech knew who they were, and David had the opportunity to do so, and Shlomo HaMelech also had the opportunity to do so, and he did not do so. So we learn from this, many persons say you need a Navi. Only one that did so was Shaul, and Yeshua also did. You need the directive, the instructions of a Navi to tell you to do it. And being that David and Shlomo did not have instructions from a Navi to do it, you don't do it. So we need, even today, if today theoretically we knew who they were, and even if we had the opportunity to do so, no one's going to hold us back. We still are not better than David and Shlomo. You need an instruction of a Navi. So many even want to say that Bezman Ezeh, you're not even Yaitzeh, it's not a Mitzvah Derais anymore. The Mitzvah Derais only when you have an opportunity to do it. So you don't have an opportunity to do it. So
Shaul didn't do it completely.
Well, Shaul was given the opportunity through the command of a Navi. So that's why we don't. There's a legend that the Chassam Sofer, he killed someone. Chassam Sofer, he killed an Amaleki. I don't know what the story is. I don't know how he did it. In Pressburg, he killed an Amaleki, and he had great joy, great simcha that he was zeicha to be mekayim the mitzvah of mechias Amalek. The story of Chaim Volozhin, he was in Russia, and there was a child that did something very disrespectful to him, and Rav Chaim Volozhin wanted to know his yichus. He wanted to know exactly who this child was, and they were inquired, why are you so curious? So he said, I have a tradition from the Gra. Rav Chaim Volozhin, he has a mesor from the Gra, the synonym to identify a true Amaleki, And he says, this child fits the description. He has all of this telltale signs that he is an Amaleki, and he wanted to know who his family was, and it turned out that he was from the Zerah HaMalucha, one of the Tsars, Tsar Nikolai, I'm not familiar with the history, so one of the Tsars of Russia, and indeed, it's interesting that this family was wiped out in one of the wars, one of the revolutions in Russia, they was wiped out, and the Chaim Volozhin says, I'm muftach from this tradition I have received from the Gra, that this person is an Amaleki. Okay, so we don't do this thing. Was in the halacha lemaisa. What interesting ideas? How is the mitzvah done is manazeh? So they make an announcement. I always tell you over this joke that they used to do a certain shul. Now it's a very complicated. What should you announce? What are the complications? You go to a shul. The rabbi is going to begin to make an announcement. Whatever the rabbi says, he's putting himself into a lot of trouble because whatever you say is really no good. If you tell everyone to machave to mekayim a mitzvah de'oraisa, according to some you're over mal toisef, because there's a machlokes rishonif bizman hazeh mechias amalek zechiras mechias amalek is de'oraisa. Since we have no navi, we have no one to tell. We don't know who they are, so it's not muchach that it's a din de'oraisa. According to I think even the Rambam, I think there are two major rishonim that hold that bizman hazeh it's only a din de'rabanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan. L'shitas a Taisvis v'harosh. According to Taisvis and the Rosh, it's a din d'oraisa. But l'fi the Rambam and the Ramban bizman hazeh zichiras nechias amolik is only mid d'rabbanan. And there are Rishonim who are of the opinion that if you tell a person to do a mitzvah that's mid d'rabbanan with the kavana that it should be d'oraisa, you're over on Baal Taisif. Over in Issa deraisa, how dare you tell me I should mechavin to mechayim a mitzvah deraisa when this mitzvah is only midrabbanan? And if you hold that it's a deraisa, so you get into a very long speech. Not everyone's going to pay attention. Very long speech.
That'll be
instruction. And if it's a deraisa, and you tell people that mechavin to do we're only doing a mitzvah derabbanan, you over al bal tigra. So many should get on the announcement Chavein to Mekai Mitzvah de Araisa of Mechias Amalek. It's a very dangerous statement to say that. Okay, the next, you should just say Mechavein to Mekai the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, whatever the Mitzvah is, Lufi the Rambam and the Ramban is the Rabban, Lufi the Tois and the Rosh is the Araisa. That's the best thing to do. The next thing is they make an announcement, they should have Kavanah to be Yotze with the Brochas. Really? Is the brachos that the person who gets the aliyah, are those brachos, it's a bracha on the mitzvah? In other words, why don't we make a bracha? Every mitzvah we make a bracha, a brachos on mitzvahs. So before you get the aliyah, the person should say, Baruch atah Hashem kinei melech olam asher kedushan b'mitzvot sivanu, al mitzvahs, zichiras, nechias, amalek. At least it's the mitzvah derabbanan. At least it's derabbanan. So why don't we make a bracha? It's a very good kasha.
We don't make a bracha on killing someone.
What? Okay, that's a good amazing. Maybe that's an answer. You don't make a bracha on killing the tzelem elokim. Very good. I like that. Just like the malachi asharis halolu oivdiyam of the zorah of the zorah ma'aseyoda etovu b'yam batim b'mshira. You don't make a bracha on killing someone. So therefore, the same way you don't make a bracha, a special bracha l'shlochayra. So who said that the bracha you make baruch atu Hashem elokim b'chasher bochar banu mikol ha'anim v'nasa lanu es toroso many rabban and many people. This is the bracha. Chazal did not need to invent a new bracha, because since anyway you're going to make a bracha before you lane, so b'neila, this is the bracha, you should have kavanah to listen to the bracha. It's not so pashut. If it's meant to be a bracha, there would be a bracha. Who said that this is the bracha? And certainly, what about the bracha acharoina? Many people they make it now, have kavanah to be yaitzah the bracha after, the bracha before, the bracha after. You never have a birchas hamitzvahs where you make a bracha afterwards. Birchas hamitzvahs, you make the bracha before, and that's it. Lahalik ner shel Chanukah, and you're done. Asher kedushan, it says what?
Birchas
atarah. Birchas atarah, also you make it before. What do you make a bracha afterwards?
After too.
Okay, that's when you get an aliyah. but this is not the, when you're laning it, you're laning it part of the maftir, you're laning it part of the Kriyas HaTorah, and you, all of a sudden you're turning the brachas and you make on the Ali into the brachas for the mitzvah of Zechiris Mechias HaMolek. It's not correct. That's the meaning. The meaning is you say you have kavanah to be yotzei with the brachas. Now that also gets into a very big problem, is that when you lane have a special laning for ladies, for women later on in the afternoon, so then the people, then you don't have 10, then you don't have 10 people. You don't have a... So maybe you should make the bracha then. What? Yeah.
If you lane only for women,
yeah,
you don't make the bracha afterwards.
If you lane only for women, you don't make the bracha afterwards. Okay. Kel harav eshriveinu. He's right. You don't make the bracha. Kel harav eshriveinu. Because it was only said for the tzibur. It's only was established for the birchas tzibur, not for nashim, not for a tzibur.
Except by the kosher.
You know, no, if there's a woman there, if they're...
Yeah. We talked about Purim, about Yerushalayim, Yerchaim, or whatever. I saw the minhag of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was that in the beginning he was in Hadassah Hospital for some reason, Purim, so he was machma 2 days.
Yeah.
And then later he said...
Where's Hadassah Hospital? Where is that?
In Karen. Not the one, the one all the way over...
In Yerushalayim, the outskirts?
Outside of Yerushalayim, sort of. But he said that when he was there were not people living so much. He says today... There's no question about it that people
expand it.
And if you can make an Erev Shabbos, he has a big machlokes with Tukachinsky. Because he says, if there's an Erev, even though we don't say Erev applies to Megillah, but still it's one
day.
It's considered in the city and you make it like usual.
Only one day, okay. In Echadam, so things have changed. Okay, so therefore, this is a very much. Do you make a. Women lane later on, it's a very big problem. You tell them these are the brachas, then by coming in the afternoon laning, where you're not going to have 10 people that did not hear it before, they're losing out on the bracha.
You make a bracha from the beginning, aren't you?
Women, yes.
But let's say you have a lading in the afternoon. It's very common in these shuls. You have a lading. First of all, to take on the Sefer Torah, you need 10 men. 10 men have to be present. But the 10 men already heard the lading already in the morning. They already were yoytzei. So since they were already yoytzei, you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha on the Sefer Torah. But the women then are losing out on the bracha. If you're going to say that the bracha, that it requires a bracha, and the bracha is the bracha they make in the morning, asher bachar banu, asher nasan lanu, so then when the women come later on in the day and they hear the laning from a Sefer Torah in the afternoon, they're not making a bracha. To make a bracha, you would have to have 10 men that did not yet hear the laning. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says what? There's another question. Are women bechlal mechuyev in the mitzvah of listening to Zechiras Mechias Amal? So many parts come as a big machlokes. Many say no, because the mitzvah is to be active, to listen, and to go out and do it. Are women in the parasha of milchama? It's not so simple. Mitzad echad noshim alav v'nei milchama ninu. But this is not a milchames rishus. This is a milchames mitzvah. A milchames mitzvah feel kala mechupasa. But then some say, no, kala mechupasa, not to do the killing. Kala mechupasa is to serve in a support role. Does that qualify a woman who goes out to war in a support role, qualify to the mitzvah, mechias amolek, that she should now be considered to be in the mitzvah? Question. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Or maybe a woman is looking to go into a combat role when it comes to Mechias HaMolek. These will all be questions. And whoever said that the mitzvah is to go out and do it? The mitzvah, like the Chinuch says, is to have an awareness of what HaMolek did and to develop a hatred for such a nation, which certainly applies to women who raise their children. Women have to have that hatred. Then certainly they will be mechuyev in doing so. Now, you'll ask another question. But maybe women are part because the mitzvah says Shehazman Gromo. Because you only do it once a year. You only do it once a year that you don't forget. Who said it's called Zman Gram? Because maybe just the minimum you have to remember the entire year, 1 year to keep it going that year. And furthermore, a better answer is, and this is a very zalamdisha answer, is that the mitzvah says Shazman Gram is only when it's miyuchid, the mitzvah is for a set day. There's no set day. We happen to select Parsha Zohar to be the time that we do, but you can do it any day of the year.
Killing them all.
We discussed that. That's what we just discussed. That's the very big issue. Mitzad Echad, they're not b'nei Mulchama Ninu, but Mitzad Sheni, it's Mulchama Mitzvah.
Right.
and Noshim Achayiv of Kala Mechupasa, but Mitzad Sheni, they. Chosan and Kala, it's Kala also. Kala Mechupasa, but Mitzad Sheni, why does she go out to war, Meluchamis Mitzvah? It's not like this. Does she go out to fight, combat, or support? So if she goes out to support, does that qualify for what the Mitzvah Mechias HaMolek is? If she's a sniff, she's there, support, but is that enough to Mechuyiv? So these are all very big questions. Halacha l'maisa, there was a very big halacha l'maisa. The poskim say, halacha l'maisa, most poskim say meikar hadin noshim apater. There are so many reasons why to exempt them. They're potter, but it's the minhag Yisrael that they should go, and all the gedolei Yisrael encourage their wives and their daughters to go to shul for hearing of Mechias HaMolek. If they can't go to shul on Purim, so they can go to shul, they can be yoytzei on Shabbos when they learn Parashas Kisetzei, or the Megillah, or in the Parsha of Ayovei HaMolek when they learn Purim morning. There are many different ways to be yoytzei the mitzvah. Okay, now there's Zecher. Now, how do we plead very quickly? There's a few more very short things. Zecher and Zecher. Now, you really, the poskim say you don't have to be medactic in every single word. The Megillah is more, the Megillah you have to hear every single word. Because Megillah is called Hallel. Hallel, you have to hear every single word. Kiryasa Zuhi Lula. Why we mock Kiryasa Zuhi, you have to hear every single Megillah. But the parish of Mechias HaMolek, there's no Indian of hearing every single syllable. Someplace they will go Meshuga. They pronounce in different Havaris, Ashkenaz and Svar, the Temoni. You can go and you can hear it. It's ridiculous. And the writes over here, there were certain shul where they lay like Yeshiva Shalani. But for parish of Zohar, they did it the Havaras Svar. They held that it was more accurate. So just for the landing of Mechias HaMolek, they didn't Sfaradit. He says it's totally wrong. That's totally Shleikidin. If you lay, whatever you lay, that's the Nusuch you lay. If you miss a word, it's fine. You don't have to every single, you just have to know what's going on. You're here to remember Molek. There's no Indian to me Meshuggah in landing every syllable and landing it over 10 times. Even saying Zecher and Zecher, it's not an Indian. He writes, I think of Moshe. Because we like to make it, so it's good for the show. It's good for the show. Ceremonial.
Saying Hashem's name, you say the whole pasuk.
No, you can say the whole pasuk again. So Moshe actually, our Moshe has a very nice discussion on what exactly you should do. It's printed in the 8th grade. Of Igris Moshe, which came out long after he was Nifter. Some of the fakfik on the authenticity of some of those Jewish. Rav Moshe goes through the whole thing and he says it's not right to lay the entire pasuk. He says the best thing, he goes through all the possibles, is Timcha as Zecher Zecher Amalek. That's no good, he says. Because if you say it's Timcha Zecher Zecher, it sounds like remember the obliteration of the nails. That's how it sounds. The nails of Amalek, not the remembrance. So that's the next thing is Timcha as Zecher Amalek, as Zecher. Repeat the S. Timcha as Zecher Amalek. As Zecher HaMolek.
We'll say the word Timchis.
So he says S, the first he says, talking about S, and it's from S. He says, this is better, but it's still a little bit confusing. So he says, the best thing to do is to say, repeat from Timcha. Timcha as Zecher HaMolek. Timcha as Zecher. To say the entire pasuk, he says, is ridiculous. When a person makes him, when you lay on the Shabbos, the Baal Kari makes a mistake, do you tell him to read over the entire pasuk? Of course not. Just correct the word. Because one is correct, one is incorrect. If you're letting the pasuk twice, it sounds like there are two pasukim in the Torah. There's a pasuk that says Zecher, and you're giving legitimacy to something that's a mistake. We do not know, out of ignorance, is it Zecher or is it Zech? One is correct, one is an error. So don't give legitimacy to something that's not correct. There's no purpose. This is a mistake. Just like when the Baal Kari makes a mistake. So you repeat, you repeat. So the Moshe is very against repeating the entire pasuk. And his ideal is to just say Timcha. Timcha, he really would hold the best thing, would say is Timcha as Zecher Zecher. It's only because it sounds misleading, it's not a good idea. So he says the best thing is to say is Timcha as Zecher HaMolek, Timcha as Zecher HaMolek. Halacha l'maisa, the yeshiva world, I don't know why. I really don't know why, but the trend in the yeshiva world is to lay in the entire pasuk. That's what it is. What can I tell you? I don't know why that's how it is. Should you only say, but the truth is, you don't even have to say it altogether. You just say once, it's more than enough just to say it once. If you're only going to say it once, should you say Zecher or Zecher? It's a very big machlokes. They are very strong. They're supposedly in the Aleppo Codex. It says Zecher.
The dots.
Yeah, the Aleppo Codex has dots. Of course, it has dots. This part is disappeared. Okay, this part has been the CIA and the Mossad. They're hot on the trail, but until they find it, no one knows. They thought it was burnt, but they know now it wasn't burnt. It was taken. Someone took it. Okay, so someone is looking for it. Maybe one day they'll find it. They'll find it, but in the meantime, supposedly they know what it said. They have records of what it said. People went in to see before it was taken, and in the Aleppo Codex it said Zecher. Zecher HaMolech. Supposedly. Is the Aleppo Codex the Bible? Probably. But some of them are fact fake. Some say, who says? Yeah. But there are riots that Zecher, okay, we have time, there are riots that Zecher is more authentic. There are grammatical, the medactikim seem to say that there are indications that Zecher would be more grammatically correct. But not for now. I have a whole discussion. So let me do the Dvar HaGadol before we conclude from Rabbi Shur. I don't know who says this is a very beautiful idea. Just say, what is it to us today, the Amalek? We're not killing Amalekim today. We don't even know who they are. We don't have a Navi. What is the mesh? So he says a very beautiful idea. He says, the tradition is, Machlokes Rishayim, when did Amalek attack Klal Yisrael? They attacked Klal Yisrael between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. What happened after Matan Torah? After Matan Torah, they worshipped the Egel 40 days later. So he says, I don't know where he gets this from. He brings out a Makar that if Amalek would not have attacked Klal Yisrael as we left Mitzrayim, there never would have been the Chet HaEgel. And what does it mean? So he explains what it means from the famous Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz. Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz says the story with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he had permission to go to Kollel, Dorm Kollel for 12 years. He went away after 12 years, time was up, he comes home to his wife. As he comes home, he hears someone harassing his wife. What kind of oisvarf did you marry? He left you for 12 years. So he said to him, Halavai, my husband can go learn for another 12 years. So when he heard his wife say that, he immediately turned home and went. And Chaim Shulevitz, the famous Chaim Shulevitz, he says, why couldn't he? He's already at the door. Why don't you at least knock on the door and say, hello wife, how are you? I heard you gave me permission, so I'm on the next bus out. Why didn't he at least, he was at the door already. Rav Chaim Shulevitz says, ain't doime 24 years straight compared to 12 times 2. If he would have gone home for a few minutes, it would have been a hefsik. It would have taken away from the hemshech adavar. So Rav Shur says an amazing idea. This is a fascinating idea. You know why Amalek? You know why we worship the Egel? Why there was the Chet HaEgel? It's because Amalek was mafsik. Klal Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim. They were growing. Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. 50 days. There was a continuous aliyah. Hashem knew what he was doing. Hashem knew, I'm giving you 50 days. You get 50 days, you'll reach the spitz. You'll reach the highest madrega, and then you'll be Malachi Elohim. And what happened in the middle? There was a hefsek. Amalek, it was a suicide mission, Amalek. But what did Amalek do? They were mafsek. They made a hefsek for Klal Yisrael between a continuous, that hefsek, even though we recovered, the damage was done. It set the roots already. Matan Torah wasn't the same. The Nela, there was an Egel 50 days later. And so he says, that's really what Amalek is today. Amalek, there are many things you can say about Amalek, but you want to go take a look. One day of Amalek is when you learn, when you devote yourself to Avodas HaKodesh, whether it's davening, whether it's learning, there has to be a plan. There has to be each on his madrega. To achieve your goal without hefsek. Okay, well, every person has a different threshold for what is called hefsek. But everyone knows this is every 2 minutes with the cell phones. Everyone knows it's a different type of learning, a different type of davening. This is Amalek. This is a practical message. It is mamish what Amalek did. So this is something very practical of what Amalek is for us in this generation. All right, we'll stop here.